of you. The seen and unseen, known and unknown, buried and unleashed, most hidden in the shadows, the darkest, deepest parts of you. And the one part that can change it all. I know a part of you wants to continue to lay there, keeping your eyes closed, permanently blocking out all of the light, in fear of what will shine upon it. I know that sometimes you lay stunned on a blanket of painful emotions. I know that at times the thoughts whirling around inside threaten to stay forever. That the heaviness of it all builds and builds until your very being shudders with the nearby explosion of it all. A detonation that could wipe it all away, carry it all away. The joy, peace. And the terror of that causes you to wrap yourself tighter in that heaviness, to bring the cover all the way up to the tip of your nose, to hide your face with mask upon mask, if not only to unleash your discontent on the world around you. I know the anger burning in your throat, how easily it can quicken to anguish covered with grief and hopelessness. I know a part of you wants to stay there, to not allow anyone or anything around you to shake you up, to see you, to hold you, because to be that vulnerable, to trust another to help you, to have someone ask you questions, their hand gently placed on yours, to push you forward, up and out. I know part of you wants to hide in your anger and fear, in your sadness and distrust, to stay in your old beliefs with your pointed fingers, to stay in your view from your eyes, the story within your ears, your victimhood and righteousness, to defend yourself against everything that has been done wrong to you. I know a part of you wants to scream at strangers that walk by from all the hurt that has been done to you. Too many times. To justify how your pain has left you stunned into stillness, petrified of movement, hardened by horrors, numbed into withdrawal, reluctant to let go. I know there is a part of you that is so scared to look at it all. Actually look at it all, to face it, that you would rather escape. I know this part of you because I have it too. For to truly open your eyes means to love yourself to fullness. And there is a part of you that is scared of that too. To see all of your darkness, all of your pain, to see it feels unbearable. Something that once seen, once unleashed, will crack you wide open. More vulnerable, more pained. A part of you scared to ask yourself, once you look at it all, is this really worth my misery? Is the price I am paying worth my one precious life? A part of you hesitates to see because to see you will have to let go, to move on. To shed yourself of this agony, to be reborn, and to be reborn, you will have to uncover who you truly are, to begin the process of awakeness, a sometimes scary cycle of perpetually moving forward to meet everything that shakes you, to stretch and grow and heal, to only tumble again forward, to stretch and grow and heal again, and again. But I know there is a part of you that longs for what it knows to be possible. The part of you that does not want to stay here, part of you you need to listen and hold on to. A part of you that knows you are serving no one by being in this state. A part of you that is calling out to you, that is calling you up, beckoning you forward, that so deeply desires to take you sweetly by the hand and show you the areas of ungrowth, the internal house that you've built over time, the closed rooms of bitterness, the places stagnation of air is suffocating you, the doorways upon doorways barricaded with conditioned behaviors, heightened emotions, or no emotion. Part of you that wants you to see the truth, to face the truth, so you can be freed. So you can discover and be reminded and reunited with the power that lies within. The power that built the house and holds it, but can also love it into a healed abyss. To nurture it to wholeness. A wholeness that is a palace of self-unconditional love, of self-made peace, of lush carpets of radical self-compassion. The power that hides in the soles of your feet to the tips of your eyelashes, that runs in the very veins that flow through you. There is a part of you that is not afraid to look. A part of you that knows this path out is through, and through is home. A part of you that is nudging you to expand. That knows of your source, of your duty, of your mission. To stop choosing to stay in this cocoon of doom. A part of you caressing you with fierce tenderness, guiding you to follow your pain until there is nothing left to do with it, but lay it down to rest. There is a part of you showing you the signs of life within and around you. The world that is there when you choose to break free from this tangled web you lay in. Just take a moment to notice your body. Notice your chest, your belly, your knees, your ankles. Breathe deeply. Can you hear the small voice inside of you? The voice that is telling you there is more to this life than what you have been choosing. Can you hear the small voice inside of you that has been gently guiding you to your heart all along? That is telling you when you are ready, you are welcome. Join me in the truth of your destiny. It is here, right now, if you listen carefully, behind the guilt, behind the pain, in the creases of the shackles, it whispers this other part of you. Imagine it, see it, standing before you, standing tall, feet strongly, firmly planted on the earth, arms out ever so slightly raised, palms to the sky, rejoicing. Do you see her? Head held high, heart loud, mind clear, a resonance of peace. Beautiful eyes wide open, staring right back at you. A wondrous part of you calling you to join, to be unbound, to play in their world of abundance and freedom. Your world, your sanctuary, your home. Change and forgiveness reside here. It is your will to stay, no one else's. The power is yours, the choice is yours, the glory is yours. Do Do not worry too much about how this will work, how you stay there, how you get there. There is an intelligence and wisdom that lives within you that has guided you to this moment, that is guiding you here always, to this heart, to this home. You do not need to know or understand how everything works. All you have to do is listen to the part of you that is not interested in staying in suffering any longer. Listen intently to the part of you that already knows what you must do. The part that not only knows the way home, but is the way home. Arrive here, at the door of your kingdom of peace, for you have already begun to arrive. You are no longer afraid. You are ready. Ready to bask in the pureness of life, to live in liberation, to stand in your courageousness of uncovering yourself of masks and blankets, to see it all, to lay it down, to saying yes to living your life free. For you are worth it. Deepening that breath a little bit. Starting to get into the breath, to feel it, to play with it. Right.